I want to discuss today Kamala Mitzvah. One of the greatest privileges we have in life is the ability to see. Vision. Any of the five senses. Any of the five senses is kosher. But the notion of vision, my mother-in-law, she should live and be well, has very little eyesight. Very little eyesight. But she's a tremendous woman, holy woman, and she perseveres. And we have to make sure we don't take anything for granted. So I want to discuss today with you about the halacha of a suma. Suma, samach vav mem aleph, the halacha of a blind person in halacha. It says in Pasuk, Perich of Zion, Pasuk Aleph, Ayizokim Yitzchak Tichena Einan Eros. Rashi quotes three reasons why Yitzchak had dimmed vision, or maybe he was even blind. Please get this down, everything. Distraction, you know what to do. With the distraction, you know what to do. You think I don't know. Number one, the smoke from the wives of Esav. They used to smoke korbanos to Avodah Zarah. And the smoke that arose from their wedding in his eyes and blinded him. The holy man Yitzchak. Number two, from the tears of the Malachi Asharas at the time of the Akedah, that they fell, L'tov Eini Yitzchak, blinded him. And number three, he became blind in order that Yaakov could take the brachos themselves. Because since he was blind, you know, he wouldn't be able to see that it was Yaakov. So let's chazer over the three reasons. Number one, Rashi quotes, the wives of Esav were what? Smoking for korbanos to Avodah Zarah. Went in his eyes. Number two. What's number two? The tears of the Malachi Asharas B'Shas HaKedah. Number three. In order that Yaakov would be able to take the brachas. Are there any other reasons found? Yes.
The first two are out. The third is a walk. Can't they still coexist?
These are three reasons. The three reasons why, you know, it seems like the third reason is that it just was done regularly. So, but there are three reasons, you know. You mean you're saying the first two reasons are how? It's also a how and why. The first reason is smoke. It's how and why, right? And the tears are also how and why. Three reasons given why Yitzchak became blind. We're talking about a blind person. It's also how and why, no? Doesn't the how also be masked with the why, when you think about it?
I'm saying that usually, I don't know what I'm saying, usually the two separate things.
I know, but here they're not, I'm saying. They answer how and why, right? The third one doesn't really mask with how, but it seems like it was done normally, I guess. It became naturally blind, you know? But it's a good horror what you say. Sometimes there are two separate questions, but sometimes you can have a solution that will solve both. And in this case, you haven't. Are there any other reasons given in the Chachamim, Zichron of the Rocha, which is the acronym Chazal? There are two other reasons given. Avimelech cursed Sarah. Did you know that? When it says, Hinei lecha ksus einayim, perakof posetet zayim, and it was fulfilled in her Zerah and her children. That's what the Gemara says in Megillah Tet Vav Mem Aleph. Do you remember the context why he cursed? Because he was upset that they lied to him, right? Remember, I think? And then there's a fifth reason given, Gemara Megillah, later on, Chavtesim and Beis, that if you stare at a Rasha, your eyes become dim. Just like you're not allowed to stare at a rainbow, your eyes become dim, right? So he was looking at Esav a lot. His Yitzchak was his father. So you stare at an Esav of a Rasha, it causes what? It causes considerably weakening of the vision. So those are the five reasons given. I want to discuss now the concept of a Suma B'mitzvahs. The Gemara Bava Kama on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis writes that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yudas says a Suma has no dim vices, And the Buddha says these both are from Gili, Galios, and he killed some of the Shogay. He fought the Phamalkis and this is Vaisden. And the Buddha pops him from all dinyatayers. Why? Says Yashoftu Aida, Ben Makil, Ben Goel Adam, and Mishpatam Eila. Kosh Yeshkin, Ben Makil, Ben Goel Adam, Yeshkin, Ben Mishpatam. Kosh Enam, Ben Makil, Ben Goel Adam, Eina, Ben Mishpatam. Tanida, Rabbi Doimir, Kenai, Rabbi the Potter, Kamit Samus, the Tiger. Tamar, Rabbi Shisha, Ben Ravidi, Mai Kaima. Rabbi Makrov, Zosa, Mitzis, Achutin, Ben Mishpatam. Kosh Yeshkin, Ben Mitzis, Yeshkin, Ben Mitzis, Achutin. Rebuta the Tana, Stam Rebis Rebuta by Aloy, Shay Rebuta the Mishnah, the Rebbe of the Tiger, says that Asuma is Potter from Malkus, he's Potter from King of Golas, he's Potter from Mrs. Bays, and he's Potter from Mrs. Esser in general. It's an amazing sheet, okay? Rebuta, Stam Rebuta by Aloy. And the Chacham do accept, Chacham say that that way. And the Chacham say Asuma is Chayav all mitzvahs in the Torah. Generally, we know the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Bezan author Rav Yosef said, you know Rav Yosef was? Rav Yosef was an Amira. You know how the Gemara refers to a blind person? Sagi Nahor. He has enough light. It's a euphemism. It's always in the opposite. What's with Sagi Nahor? So, do you know what he used to say? Originally, they used to say the Allah has already given you that Asuma is part of the mitzvahs. And they made a yontif. They made a yontif to the Rabbana. Yes? They made a yontif for the Rabbana. Yeah? They made a yontif for the Rabbana. Why did they make a yontif to the Rabbana? Because he was doing it voluntarily. He wasn't commanded, and he did it voluntarily all the mitzvahs. Now the Rabbanina said, Gadola Mitzuva, Mishena Mitzuva, that greater is the guy who's commanded that someone does it voluntarily. And they told him, Allah is not like a Buddha, he made another yontif. He made another feast for the Rabbana. Why? Because he gets that much more reward. You got what I'm saying? So originally he was kabbalah, he made a feast. He says, I'm doing something voluntarily. We don't paskin, we paskin like who? Like Rabbi Yehuda, and as soon as part of the mitzvahs. And he was blind, and he was doing all these mitzvahs, kabbalah. But then he was told that what? The greater the mitzvah, right? Because you're fighting Yetzirah, you do what Hashem told, and therefore what? And therefore you get more in mitzvah. So then they told him, Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, and then he made another yontif, a feast for the Rabbana. Because he said, but the fact is that he commanded, he does, he gets more star. Yes. He was blind, Rabbi Yehuda. Yes. Yes, he was. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Megillah says that a blind person is poris as Shema in the Targum. He can say all Birkas Kriya Shema. You know what's one of Birkas Kriya Shema is? Yotzer Hamaros. Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot say that because you can't see the sun. You can't see the sunlight. So Rabbi Yehuda says anyone who cannot see is not poris as Shema. So there's a big machlokes how we possibly. Okay? And within Rabbi Yehuda, when he said that Asuma is part of the mitzvah, did he mean completely, or did he mean only one? Did he mean only the Rabbanan or not? Okay, let's get it. So Tyson McGillan of Talmud Aleph writes that Asuma is part of the Torah, the corner of Yehuda, but he's been Rabbanan Chayiv. Even if he was blind, born blind, why did they make him Chayav the Rabban in the corner of Yehuda? I thought Rabbi Yehuda said as soon as Pater Mitzvahs. What's the answer? They didn't want to make him look like a goy. A blind guy's Jewish, right? Blind guy's Jewish, so they made him Chayav the Rabban in all mitzvahs. They shouldn't be like a goy. It's not like women. Women, at least, are Chayav the Session Shalom is Van Drama. Right, he said that at least they're Chayav the Session Shalom is Van Drama. So therefore, you don't have to mechagi. But a summa, if you're not from mitzvah, it's like a goy. So midrabanan, they impose mitzvahs on him within review. Okay. So the tour in Simon Nun Gibel writes that a summa can daven for the omid. Yes, but he should not lay. Why can't he lay?
Let's see the letters.
Exactly. So the Vaisyasa says the makor is sumas parashashma in the Targum. The Buddha says if you cannot see the sun, you cannot be parashashma. We pass him like the Tanakama. We pass him like the Tanakama. So the Tanakama writes that no problem. You can say Yotsamaros. So if you have a blind man, can you daven from the Yomid? Tur says yes. Tur says yes. So Rabbi Yerucham writes that he should not daven for the Yomid because why? Because Boris Osma Dafka cannot. But the Rambam writes, as soon as Boris Osma becomes a shatz, near it, the Rambam says it could be a chazan. The Rabbi Yerucham says the Feirish should not open with that female. Okay? He said Boris Osma Dafka cannot. Yes? The emergence of at least between the Rabbi Yerucham and the Rambam can blindly be a chazan. The Rush writes in the Chuvas that as soon as Chayvon mitzvahs, and he's nene from the ore, how's he nene from the ore? Because other people help him. So even if he can't see it, no problem. He just can't lay. And the Mugen Rum says, we pass him as soon as Chayvon mitzvahs, Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Rabbi Yehuda. What's your shot?
Where
is it?
You said
it.
We're
Mechayim
him in all mitzvahs. It's me, Darbanan. The actual words of the Tefillah Dafka are also
made. I understand, but it's a big difference.
On the same level.
But up till now, you didn't review the Chayim the Rabbanan, and come to come to Chayim in a Chayim. A big difference. Are you Chayim in Rabbanan? Mitzvahs. It's next week. Rav Koyim. It's next week. Next week. I said next Wednesday. Next Wednesday.
Wait, we wouldn't mind having it both days. What's called pre-share research.
So it's a big difference when you have the rice with the bolon, halach lamaisa. But the bottom line is that we paskin that the sum is chayiv according to most posts. Now there was a great man, I don't know if you guys didn't know, wait before your time. I had a very big kesher with him. His name is Rabbi Winevsky. He was a Talmud of the Rav, and he became blind. Originally he was in Chaim Berlin, he came to YU. He was a great goer. He would sit in the library and guys would learn with him. And I would try to help him and talk with him a lot. He was such a great man. The Kohen was really close with him. And in fact, he lived on the other side of the Heights. When he died, he had no relatives. Imagine that? So the luck is we had 10 guys go from the Minyanim. Many have other guys, but not from them. He was such a gong. Mamish. He was Mamish and gong. And in fact, Rabbi Simon Schlitt, the great gong himself, a friend of mine and a Rebbe of mine, when he was Moskvin, he said, Kama Yosef the Shuk. The Gemara has a lashon. Look how many Josephs there are in the Shuk. How such a tzaddik he was. Says that Yosef at Tzadik is Mechayev, Yosef is Mechayev, the Shoyev. Did you know that? The Gemara in Yuma Lamed Vavim Beis says that there's a Rasha, goes to Shemayim. He was a very promiscuous man. He was Mizana with many women. And he goes up to Shemayim and Hashem says to him, what kind of behavior is this in your life? He says, oh, he was so handsome. He was so handsome that he shouldn't be punished because he was so handsome. So many women were attracted to him. So Hashem responds back to him, you know what? Yosef HaTzadik was also handsome. He was a mitzvah in all. The face is Potiphar. Yosef was Mechayev with a shoyim. So Simon said, Yosef HaTzadik was Mechayev, not just the Ivrim. Yosef was also regular guys that had a vision. He would learn all day. Even he didn't have vision. Amazing man. So I want to continue upon this. Okay. Up till now, we said we passed him that one. And as soon as Chayv mitzvah like the Rabbanan, we not tell you. Reb Yehuda, we said, it would be Chayv only the Rabbanan. Is there any reshown? The Prechadish says that we allow a suma to the Yomer. Bin Yerucham says he's not over with that David. He is not over with that David. Yerucham goes to Shitasa. We pass him like Rabbi Yehuda that he's parked in all mitzvahs in the Torah. Yes? Rabbi Yerucham is the one Rishon that holds like who Rabbi Yehuda. And Lahalacha, Well, how long can we paskel like you, like the macabre, the assuma, condom for the omen? We paskel with Rabbanan, and that's it. I want to share with you what the Primi Gadim writes in the Psicha Kolel Torah Chaim. He has the following shayla. Reuven sent the suma to Mekadosh a woman. Okay? You got me so far? He sent a shliach who was blind. And he went and was Mekadosh. Then some other guy comes into the Kaddish, the woman. Do you think we have to be chayshish to the second Kedushin or not? What would you guys say? That's what I would think. What happens if the husband's what happens if the chassan is a blind man? Let's investigate. So the Prima Gadim says, it's in my place in the postkin, whether he passed the computer or not. And we know, even if you're only doing Rabban in this guy. Yes? So Lamaisa, maybe a Midr Rabbanan cannot be Motsi Minatayr. And this guy in Rabban is not like a goy. So it comes out. Davin is no bonon. Shuv is not chayv metzis. Maybe he's not a bar shliach though. Why? Why is that a bar shliach? That's what I thought of. Like, you know, why wouldn't he be a kosher shliach? Because he's not chayv metzis maybe as much as who? As the guy who sent him maybe. You follow what I'm saying? So Lamaisa, what happens if the blind man is also what? What happens if the kosher is also blind? Then you would say what? They're on the same level. Yes? What happens if a goy makes another shliach for a goy to buy chometz? There's no shlichus by a goy. Right? But if they're on the same level, they could make shlichus. So maybe the blind man, suma shashalach suma, ain't bo pikvuk. It would be a good shlichus. He says, even though Rabbi Yosi is a pachuk from mitzvahs, but that's what? Kumese. Lava minatera, because mitzvah not to be oiver. Mora says in Makkas, a suma, Lamaisa, shouldn't be like a goy. So basically, we would have to be what? We wouldn't have to be chayshish, I think he's saying, to what? If they're both blind, then Lamaisa, for sure, it's good kedusha. If Lamaisa, if the Meshalach has vision and the shliach is blind, maybe you should be machmir to get a get from what? The second guy, maybe. You held like Rabbi Yehuda. But what I want to bring out is, when you say Asuma is part of the Mitzvah of Torah, does that mean only from Esek or even from Lav? At a level, he writes, can you eat ham? Of course not. It's only part from positive command. Of course you can't eat ham. You follow me? According to Notre Beauty, it's part of from Lav. And he writes, you can even eat ham. But we don't allow it. We don't allow it in this diet. But I want you to know this, my pleasure. You can go to Europe on a level, he writes. So we know that we only believe in Hashem. Yes? We know we only believe in Hashem. We can't believe in any other God. I want to ask you, even if your old review says you're part from Lavin, listen to this. Is it shayach to say that he's part from everything? He's got to at least be chayv in the Noachite code. That's a chav. Even if you find the mitzvah, it's like no worse than a goy. So a goy lamaisa can't do a modazara. So lamaisa, there's no doubt, malach lamaisa, you have to be mefuyu even on those things that a dead noach was muzaran. Granted, the Torah is not chayv at the Sinai. But liyotz lahakal cannot be worse than what a dead noach is malach lamaisa. Okay. All right, now, what about the Onshin Lamaisa, who said, according to Rebuta, he's part of Mrs. Jason? We don't hold like Rebuta. We possibly like the Chumma. Even Rebuta will say, Ben Noach, who's Chayiv Nisan the 6th, you know, the 7th, they're only Chayiv Nisan the 6th Lav, and there's only one positive command, that's Chayiv Nisan Shamayim. That is going to be Chayiv, Lamaisa. Maybe he's not punished, though. Maybe only Ben Noach is punished. Maybe he's not punished. Maybe he's not punished. You know, he's got to, you know, a boy can't observe Shabbos, right? But the Sinai Kleinosaurus and Scottish is still a Yid Lamaisa. Still the Scottish, so Lamaisa, he would have to what? He would have to observe Shabbos, Pashut Shabbos. Even though Lamaisa, and he would be punished for Lamaisa. The Mitzvahs, the Israel, and the Zar, Mir, Gamu Mitzvahs. Some of them is a loser as well. Halacha Lamaisa. What about both carrying the Nisim Mikdash three times a year? No, even if he's blind in one eye, he's fucked. Can a sumer who's blind in one eye be a dying? Yes. If he's blind in two eyes, he cannot be a dying. What happens if he's blind in two eyes? He's falsely ladies. Even if he knows the voice. We paskin that a sumer cannot lame. The Ramon writes, it's amazing. He could. He could be curious, meaning that what? He could, if he could get an aliyah. That means he could get an aliyah. Can a sumer say the bracha on Abdullah, Nirshal Abdullah? No. Magen Avraham says he needs to be able to get Hanoah. Dafka and the Nir doesn't say bracha. The rest of Abdullah he does. Yes. Why not? The Baal Korei says it for him. Baal Korei leans for him. Yes. Chaber says, the Chaber says he probably wouldn't get an aliyah, the Ramah says he can get an aliyah. I think we're making.
When you get an aliyah, we're actually doing it for your shliach for the rest of the season.
I know, but the Baal Korei is reading for you. So if the Baal Korei is reading for you, it's good.
Right, but yours is not going to be doing it.
I understand, but that's what the Ramah writes.
The
Ramah writes. Once you look for the Ramah writes, you're allowed to do your Sinekuf Lamet Tetzin Tavon. That's what he writes. Chaber says like you. Okay, what about Neris Hanukkah? Is a blind man tithing Neris Hanukkah? Yes or no? What do you think? I would Neris Hanukkah not allowed to give Hanukkah for him. So then, Aim the Baruch HaLeroson and Lahavli. So we pass that Lachos and Mitzvah. So I would think yes. Or maybe you say it's Pirshu Menisa, he's not included. Marshall says, better for him to give money to the guy who's staying by. If he has no wife, that can life for him, he should do it himself. If someone else helping him, you don't want to have a fire in the house. That's Dafka Borei Morea Esh. The sumer cannot say Borei Morea Esh because not Nanda. But what about Kiddush Levona? He can. Because Kiddush Levona is not on the Hana, but it's on the people getting Hana, Lora, or Levona. Hashem is creating this new, and therefore it's Domu Hash, Asumi Yoko Baruch Yotzer Moros. We possibly can assume it can say Yotzer Moros and davening. So we also say the same thing here. We say the same thing here, that Asumi also can say Kiddush Levona. So this is the synopsis about Asumi. And I want to use this as Musar guides that we should praise Hashem for having the ability to see. So let us do the Gekaisis in Mamish. Let's use it in my spirit. Tomorrow the schedule will be as follows. We'll be on Zoom from 9